shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. And now we'll continue in song with hymn number 99 from the Christian Science Hymnal.
He gives his angels charge over thee. Therefore shalt thou see, thy refuge shall be God Most High, dwelling within his secret place. Thou shalt behold his power and grace, see his salvation ever nigh.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Defense Against Evil. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, from the hands of the wicked who have purposed to overthrow my goings, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Proverbs. Receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee. Incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. If thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, then shalt thou find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. Exodus. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God. Have no other gods before me. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, thy Savior. Fear not. Before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Matthew. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. His disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. And when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, and they crucified him. Mark. Now, when Jesus was risen, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, Luke, and he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived. When ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. They shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Your patience possess ye your souls. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. When ye pray, say, Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. John. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. I shall now read correlative citations from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. In the phrase, deliver us from evil, the original properly reads, deliver us from the evil one. This reading strengthens our scientific apprehension of the petition. For Christian Science teaches us that the evil one, or one evil, is but another name for the first lie and all liars. The foundation of evil is laid on a belief in something besides God. This belief tends to support two opposite powers instead of urging the claims of truth alone. The mistake of thinking that error can be real when it is merely the absence of truth leads to belief in the superiority of error. Evil thoughts and aims reach no farther and do no more harm than one's belief permits. Evil thoughts, lusts, and malicious purposes cannot go forth like wandering pollen from one human mind to another, finding unsuspected lodgment, if virtue and truth build a strong defense. Do you say the time has not yet come in which to recognize soul as substantial and able to control the body? Remember Jesus, who nearly 19 centuries ago demonstrated the power of spirit and said, He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And who also said, But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, said Paul. Divine logic and revelation coincide. If we believe otherwise, we may be sure that either our logic is at fault or that we have misinterpreted revelation. Good never causes evil, nor creates aught that can cause evil. Good does not create a mind susceptible of causing evil, for evil is the opposing error and not the truth of creation. To be with the Lord is to be in obedience to the law of God, to be absolutely governed by divine love, by spirit, not by matter. If mortals would keep proper ward over mortal mind, the brood of evils which infest it would be cleared out. We must begin with this so-called mind and empty it of sin and sickness, or sin and sickness will never cease. The present codes of human systems disappoint the weary searcher after a divine theology adequate to the right education of human thought. Sin and disease must be thought before they can be manifested. You must control evil thoughts in the first instance, or they will control you in the second. Is it not well to eliminate from so-called mortal mind that which, so long as it remains in mortal mind, will show itself in forms of sin, sickness, and death? Instead of tenaciously defending the supposed rights of disease, would it not be well to abandon the defense, especially when by so doing our own condition can be improved and that of other persons as well? It is Christ, truth, who destroys these evils and so proves their nothingness. The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, omnipotent mind, who gives man faith an understanding whereby to defend himself not only from temptation but from bodily suffering. No hypothesis as to the existence of another power should interpose a doubt or fear to hinder the demonstration of Christian science. Teach the great possibilities of man endued with divine science. Teach the dangerous possibility of dwarfing the spiritual understanding and demonstration of truth by sin or by recourse to material means for healing. You render the divine law of healing obscure and void when you weigh the human in the scale with the divine, or limit in any direction of thought the omnipresence and omnipotence of God. Christian science silences human will, quiets fear with truth and love, and illustrates the unlabored motion of the divine energy. Self-seeking, envy, passion, pride, hatred, and revenge are cast out by the divine mind which heals. The Christian scientist has enlisted to lessen evil, disease, and death, and he will overcome them by understanding their nothingness and the allness of God or good. Sickness to him is no less a temptation than is sin. And he heals them both by understanding God's power over them, that they are errors of belief, which truth can and will destroy. Knowing the claim of animal magnetism, that all evil combines in the belief of life, substance, and intelligence in matter, electricity, animal nature, and organic life, who will deny that these are the errors which truth must and will annihilate? Christian scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. They must renounce aggression, oppression, and the pride of power. Christianity, with the crown of love upon her brow, must be their queen of life. Students of Christian Science who start with its letter and think to succeed without the Spirit will either make shipwreck of their faith or be turned sadly awry. They must not only seek, but strive to enter the narrow path of life. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Man walks in the direction towards which he looks, and where his treasure is, there will his heart be also. If our hopes and affections are spiritual, they come from above, not from beneath, and they bear, as of old, the fruits of the Spirit. Perceive the nature and methods of error of every sort, especially any subtle degree of evil, deceived and deceiving. Evil has, in reality, no power. The wrong thought should be arrested before it has a chance to manifest itself. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of Him, an unself-love. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory.
Thine is the key.